And now to another Michigan Democrat, this time on the Senate side, Senator Debbie Stabenow. Welcome to the program.
It's good to be with you.
And Senator Stabenow, it seems like there's a lot of disagreement here about just what the abortion language in that Senate bill would do. As you read it, does the congressman make a valid point that this would be a drastic, radical departure from federal law?
Well, I have a very different view, and I have to say in the beginning that Congressman Stupak's a friend of mine, and we work together on many, many issues that relate to Michigan. And so, but this is one where we just have a fundamental disagreement. It totally would continue to stop public funding for abortion. It maintains what's been called the Hyde Amendment. The difference, I think, between health reform now and what's been talked about in the past with the Hyde Amendment about Medicaid funding for poor women and other public funding is that we have tax cuts in the health reform bill for families and for businesses to help them to be able to afford insurance. And so the question is, are we saying now anytime there's a tax cut, we're going to somehow tie other social policy to that? I think that's a very, very bad precedent to set.
Do you think there's any chance or a way to address Congressman Stupak's concerns about abortion in the reconciliation process as you fix, so to speak, other aspects of the Senate bill so that it can get through the House?
Well, the small number of changes we're going to make in this process called reconciliation has to relate to dollars. It has not policy, but it has to relate to spending and deficits. And it's a very focused budget process. And it's my understanding that the language that they're interested in would not be possible under reconciliation in the Senate. And frankly, I don't think the votes would be there for taking us beyond what has been established law of the Hyde Amendment.
Senator, it's not just House Democrats that are raising concerns. As you know, on the Senate side, Senator Kent Conrad of North Dakota has concerns about using the budget reconciliation process to pass the health care bill. He said he can't commit without seeing the language. Are you worried about losing more members on your side?
I think that we will have the support, including, I'm hopeful, Senator Conrad, who understands better than any of us, I think, what the reconciliation process is about. It's about reconciling differences as it relates to budget items, spending items, deficit items, and that's exactly what we want to do. We've passed the bill in the Senate with a supermajority, not just a simple majority required under the Democratic process, but a supermajority. And now coming back and being able to use this very narrow process to fix a few things that I think are important to fix. We need to make the bill, I believe, still more affordable for middle-income families, and we can do that through this reconciliation budget process. And so I think in the end that we will have the support in the Senate to do that.
You have, of course, lost the supermajority with the vote in Massachusetts and Senator Scott Brown now. You hear the language coming from Republicans about this, Senator Stabenow, that Democrats are trying to cram this bill down the throats of the American people if you do use the reconciliation process. They say it's a bill Americans don't want and that's a government takeover of health care. It sounds like pretty potent language, especially heading into midterm elections.
Well, there's no question. If you go back and take a look in 1964, 65, when Medicare was passed, very same language was used at that time. So we understand that those who want the status quo, who want insurance companies to be able to continue to decide what basic health insurance is, when you're covered, how you're covered, whether you're dropped or not, when you can find insurance if you have a pre-existing condition. We understand that there are those fighting for the status quo, to keep things the way they are, decision-making in the hands of the for-profit insurance industry. That's not where we are, and I don't believe that's where the majority of American people are. I know that's not where they are. They want to be able to count on their insurance, that they're getting what they're paying for. They can't get dropped when they get sick. 5,000 people every day lose their home because of a medical bankruptcy. Most of them had insurance. So in my mind, this is about whether or not the minority is going to continue to try and block democracy. Democracy is about voting, and it's about a majority vote. And it's time that we started exercising the democratic process.
Senator Debbie Stabenow, Democrat of Michigan, thank you very much.
You're welcome.